The Gauteng High Court in Pretoria is set to hear a case next month brought by #PayTheGrants and the Institute for Economic Justice, IEJ, challenging regulations to the R370 Social Relief of Distress, SRD, grant. They argue that current regulations on applications unfairly exclude eligible people and are unconstitutional. In response, the Department of Social Development, DSD, SASSA and the Ministry of Finance say the regulations are efficient and comply with constitutional rights. A challenge to the rules for the R378-month Social Relief of Distress (SRD) grant will be heard in the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria on the 29th and the 30th of October, according to GroundUp. In 2023, #PayTheGrants and the Institute for Economic Justice, IEJ, filed an application in the High Court to challenge regulations which they say exclude many eligible people from getting the grant. The Minister of Social Development and the South African Social Security Agency, SASSA, have been listed as respondents in the application. The Minister of Finance is also a respondent. The SRD grant was introduced in 2020 at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic as an emergency measure to alleviate extreme poverty and hunger. It was to be paid for 6 months from May 2020 to October 2020, but each year since then, it has been extended. The grant was increased in April from R350 to R370 a month. Only people earning up to R625 a month are eligible for the grant. Every month, SASSA monitors recipients' bank accounts to check their income. In the court application, #PayTheGrants and the IEJ argue that the government's definition of income is too broad, since it includes financial support from family and friends. They want the court to rule that income should only be money received from employment, business activities, or investments. They also want the court to rule that the grant and income threshold for eligibility should be increased to take inflation and the cost of living into account. They also challenge the way SASSA uses databases including those of SARS, the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, NSFAS, and the Unemployment Insurance Fund, UIF, to verify income. They say some of the databases are inaccurate and want the court to declare the database verification unlawful and unconstitutional. They say bank verification does not consider fluctuations in the recipient's income and want the court to prohibit bank verification. Read R44 billion allocated for special COVID-19 grant. Applications for the SRD grant can only be made online, unlike other social grants that can be applied for in person. The IEJ and #PayTheGrants say some applicants cannot access the internet and want the court to rule that in-person applications should be allowed. They say the current appeal process does not allow an applicant for the grant to bring forward new evidence, and they want the appeal process to be declared irrational and unreasonable. Government response. In his affidavit, Department of S.